Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And that's and also, you can do a lot of other things there. You can listen to archives and over a couple of thousand of those and probably about 1,000 articles and lots of other things that you can do there. Check it out. One of the people you'll find when you get there is Michael Mutzel, who's the founder of MX Marketing Management Solutions. And he's the author of They're Not Aloof, They're Just Generation X, Unlock the Mysteries of Today's Human Capital Management. He's one of our human resources experts. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back, Mike. And one of the things, Mike, I know you want to talk about today is what you call the validity and the value of non-traditional employee reviews. But I think maybe for my crowd, perhaps we need to talk first about what a traditional review is.
Well, I think your crowd certainly knows what traditional employees are. Maybe we can shed some light on the non-traditional employees.
Well, one of the things that they do really well is they do a good job of managing their people. But sometimes when it comes to human resources, the practice of managing our people, sometimes we're not as sophisticated as we need to be.
And you know what? What I find is that the answers aren't nearly as complicated or expensive as what people think. A lot of managers manage by telepathy, don't they? They think they told the employee what the expectations were.
Exactly.
And then they get angry when they weren't understood.
That's right. Yeah, I wrote an article about that recently that just because somebody shows up every day, you know, don't take commitment. Don't take extra commitment and extra interest in your job for being telepathic or having ESP. Just because people show up every day doesn't mean they can read your mind.
Hey, that's exactly right.
So, talk to us about these non-traditional situations.
Well, I'll tell you what. Understanding now a little bit more as managers are beginning to open their minds about the characteristics of Gen X employees. Not the least
remind,
of those.
By the way, Mike, remind our audience who the Gen Xers are.
We're talking about employees that are in their early 20s through their late 30s.
All right.
And most of my work is with 30-something managers, where my research and my surveys and my interviews come
right.
from.
These are the people. This is a group right behind the boomers, right?
Right behind the boomers. And interestingly, no longer the long-haired baseball cap crowd at the drive-through window, clearly becoming the managers of today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. You know, they grew up their whole life receiving information in sound bites. And we also understand that we need to communicate as managers, and positive reinforcement changes adult behavior. But I've run into a lot of companies, and in my surveys, for whatever reason, it's come up quite a bit recently on people breaking the norms in traditional reviews. And I think most companies do an annual review consistent with the budget. That's when we talk about performance, and that's also when we hand out the raises for next year.
Right.
But I'm finding a lot of progressive companies are breaking the mold, if you will, and actually doing informal employee reviews on a monthly or a quarterly basis.
Hmm.
And for Gen Xers, it just makes sense. You know, a Gen Xer's attention span, and I'm not being negative or sarcastic, but to find a Gen Xer with a 12-month attention span is a pretty difficult thing to do.
Hmm.
But it's a great opportunity not only to reward behavior that's consistent with the goals and the aspirations of the organization, but it's also a great time to talk about what the organization is trying to do and share with the employee how you might want to modify the behavior. And these are being done on an informal basis. They generally consist of just three questions. How do you feel about your performance? How do you feel about the tools that the organization has given you? And then finally, let me share with you how I feel about your performance. And by Gen Xers receiving this kind of feedback on a more regular basis, it plays to their cultural mindset and the way they were raised. But we're also finding that managers have an opportunity now to stress the goals of the organization and the vision on a monthly basis as opposed to once a year. And the programs have been working out just terrific.
Well, you know, Mike, this is what you're talking about is already happening in one division of every company in America, in every company probably in the world. And it has been going on now for many, many, many generations. And that's the sales department. I mean, every successful sales organization in the world has at least monthly, if not weekly, reviews of virtually everything that the salespeople do.
Isn't that interesting? That's
whether
a great
they're
point.
whether they're Gen X managers or not. I mean, it's almost genetic to salespeople, to sales management. It is. It's part of the DNA of sales and sales management to do that kind of review. Otherwise, companies don't last if they don't do that kind of management, that kind of review structure, that protocol of reviews. If they didn't do that in the sales division.
Well, and that's really a powerful comment when you say that successful companies won't be around if they don't do that. Why wouldn't it make sense to at least consider transcending that into the other departments in the organization?
I think one of the reasons it's easy for salespeople to do is because there are a lot of things to measure. There are a lot of things to see. There are a lot of different tasks that are easily definable and measurable and things you can hold on to. Whereas if you're in purchasing or whatever, some of the other tasks in a company they're not as measurable. What do you think?
Well, and I think you're absolutely right, and that's kind of where I come back to the word traditional, playing to your comments. You know, traditionally, we don't have a tendency to spend a lot of time on areas that we can't measure. I mean, you and I have talked about before, training budgets are some of the first to be cut in organizations.
Right. If they have one.
If they have one, but yet a company will spend more money on website development than they do their own employee development, which to me is just absolutely crazy.
Well, it's the same kind of weird situation that causes us to make sure that we get our oil changed in our vehicle, but we don't treat our bodies the same way.
Well, and as we've talked about, you know, managing Gen X, you can't micromanage a Gen Xer and expect them to stay with the organization. Yeah. We've told your listeners before the national average is they change jobs every 24 to 36 months. And the cost of that turnover is really expensive. But by simply communicating with each employee on an individual basis, you know, the Gen Xer's big issue is lack of trust in the corporation on a long-term basis. Gen Xer never goes to work thinking they'll get the proverbial gold watch at 65 years. Mm-hmm. They may be with 8 or 9 companies in the interim.
So what you're saying is that we've traded job security for employee security. Used to, employees look for job security. Now employers are hoping for employee security. Stand by, Mike. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Mike Mitchell. He's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Back is 23 after. A little Marshall Tucker music for you there. Mike Mitchell is our guest, and he's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. And we're talking about these. Could we call Gen Xers non-traditional people? That really kind of fits them, doesn't it?
I think they're definitely non-traditional, and that's where the issue comes into play, because we're raised in managers in a traditional management style, and a lot of times it's not effective on the new generation of managers or employees.
It's the 20th century management model, and we're in the 21st century.
Well,
these people are, the Gen Xers are 21st century people, aren't they?
Yeah, and it requires that managers are a little more open in their communication. You know, when you tell a Gen Xer to go accomplish task A, B, and C, and here's what you want them to do, oftentimes, whether it's body language or verbally, the first response is, why? You know, and traditional managers see that as insubordination.
Where's the respect, Mike? Where's the respect?
Well, that's the bottom line. It's not insubordination at all. It's a function of the way they were raised.
But it comes across that way sometimes. That's the way a 20th century manager takes it.
Well, it's interesting, you know, in the Southeast, I don't want to get into a dialogue here about football coaches, but when they asked Bobby Bowden what the difference of the athlete today and 25 years ago, he said, 25 years ago, I simply told the athlete to run through a wall of fire, and they ran through the wall of fire.
Right.
Now I need to take a half hour and explain why it's really important to run through the wall of fire, and I know if I've been successful, they simply look at me and go, run through the wall.
Yeah.
And I think managers can learn from that. You know, it's not insubordination. It's a function of watching the media question authority figures in their youth and the influences in their culture.
Yeah, and one of the things that this thing about job security that I've called, you know, what I've been saying is that it's official now. The job security myth was always a myth, but it's just that now that we now realize it's a myth. The Gen Xers never really had any illusion about that, did they?
No, and mainly
because they didn't care.
Well, and coming back to management styles, you know, in my day, we used to threaten employees by threatening to take away their job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't threaten a Gen Xer with their job because, in all likelihood, subliminally, they're thinking about leaving anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to communicate, you've got to be more open, and you need to build trust. And a lot of managers just don't think that that's the way their company should run. But I think the evidence is clear. Successful companies are doing that all the time.
One of the things, let's get back to practicality. You were talking about the non-traditional reviews, which, as you said, basically have a monthly review as much as you can. And I said that you know, that's already happening in the sales department. But you know, if you think about it, you know, I run a small business, and it would really be a lot of trouble for me to do a monthly review with everybody. There's already too much work to do and not enough people to do it. So adding that other layer of administration onto me, for example, that'd be a lot of trouble for me.
Yeah, and that's the reason that a lot of these reviews generally are only like 5 or 6 minutes long and don't include a long form or anything else.
Okay.
But by even taking a little bit, and I recommend that they're done, you know, not with you sitting behind the proverbial throne office
right.
and the employee sitting as a subservient, but just taking a walk with the employee saying, let me ask you three questions. How do you feel about your performance? How do you feel about the tools that you have to do your job well? And a lot of times you'll hear from an employee a very simple thing that could be modified in the way they do their job that would make your entire organization more efficient.
Right.
And this is where I'm going to maybe upset some of your listeners, but as much as you and I might argue that we're not sure we have the time to do this, I'm not sure in today's day and age of Gen Xers leaving organizations on a regular basis, we can afford not to do it.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think that's not anything that anybody should take you to task on, because I think you're probably right. One of the things that I think that we ought to ask our employees, not just Gen Xers, but all of our employees more, And I try to do this. I at least try to imply this if I don't say it directly this way all the time. And that is, are we having fun? Is this fun? Do you like doing this? Is this a good thing? You know, and just ask them that question.
Well, and you know, tying in with that, I know you've talked about Good to Great and Marcus Buckingham's work, but when Gallup did their research in the end of last year's calendar year, one of the questions they asked employees was, do you feel like you have the tools to do your job well? Less than 3% of the employees across the United States answered affirmatively to that question. And a lot of times they were as simple as, you know, I have to be here and then I have to go over here to do this. Or if I could only put something here, that would make my job easier. And the problem is a lot of organizations don't have a vehicle for getting those ideas out in the open.
And you're talking about oftentimes you're talking about low-hanging fruit too, aren't you?
You're talking about low-hanging fruit, absolutely.
Things that can be fixed easily.
And, but you don't
and,
get would, that.
And wouldn't upset the whole organization.
Exactly. And managers tell me, well, they know they can come to me anytime. I have an open-door policy. Well, you know, Gen Xers have that inherent lack of trust, so they're not going to volunteer that information unless you have what I might call a formal vehicle. And a formal vehicle doesn't need to be formal. It just needs to be. And if you don't have the time to do it monthly, how about quarterly?
Yeah.
You know, over a three-month period, take each of your employees aside and say, and the verbiage here is very critical. You know, rather than challenge a Gen Xer, you know, ask them how they feel. How do you feel about your performance? How do you feel about the tools we've given you? And then finally, you still need to be the manager. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share with you how I feel about your performance.
Right. Mike,
and oftentimes
well done
start
today.
With the things they're doing well.
We need your website right now.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
Unlock the Mysteries. The book is called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Mike Mutzel. See you next time.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim.
Michael Mutzel, he'll be back. Quick break, I will be too, with Mr. Wayne Cruz after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.